Tyrone motif.
What's goody, what's goody, people? Welcome back to another one. Welcome back to another one. How y'all feeling today? How y'all feeling today? Beautiful hump day, beautiful Wednesday, beautiful Wednesday. I'm in New York City. The weather is kind of chilly. The weather is kind of chilly out here. Good morning, good morning. Peace and love to everybody. Peace and love to everybody. Today in New York City, right now, this morning, it's 54 degrees, clear skies, a high of 71 degrees, and a low of 53 degrees today. Blessings, blessings. Today I want to talk about DJ Academics. I know DJ Academics been having a rough week. He said some things about the pioneers of hip hop, our old school rappers, our legends. He made a statement last week. He called them dusty. LL Cool J was the first one to speak out. Shout out the rapper, LL. Shout out to Queens, New York. And LL wasn't having it. A few videos back, I actually posted LL response to DJ Academics' dusty comments. Outside of LL, Russell Simmons spoke out. After Russell Simmons, a slew of so many other rappers spoke out about that one incident. A few days later, the rapper T.I. went to his Instagram chastising DJ Academics. T.I. was defending Lil Wayne's daughter, Regina Carter. DJ Academics was speaking on her intimate relationship with rappers and entertainers. That went left. But I definitely want to get into this Breakfast Club interview. Shout out to the Breakfast Club. Shout out to Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy, and Angela Yee of the Breakfast Club. Power 105, 1 New York City.
It's my week.
I was talking about something. Hold on. God damn, man. I said, everything? You just piss off everybody?
You know what the funny part about it is? Let me tell you this. It's really when they select a nigga every single time where it's like, yo, we all attacking him. You know what I mean? It's the internet. And by the way, just one of those weeks. Like, it's not my first time, so I'm handling a little bit better. Mm-hmm. So I know, like, you know, after this tough week, it gets a little bit better. But, you know, I ain't choose it. I've always, by the way, here's the thing. I always... Every opinion I'm giving, mm-hmm. or every opinion that's pissing everybody off, it's not like I'm just shooting out hot takes. If I'm just shooting out hot takes or shit to like be like shocking,
man, we like, respect you, Academics, but you be making ignorant, like, you know, statements,
again,
bro.
And I don't know if you want us to just jump into like
go
whatever.
Ahead. Go.
Essentially, people are taking a 30 or 40 or 60 second clip out of me streaming for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about all type of things. I'm breaking things down. I'm having full in-depth conversation, full with context. And obviously, if you got to be, you guys do radio.
I think so.
But even like when you have to talk to a crowd or talk to any audience live, mm-hmm. for 4 or 5 hours, and you got to be entertaining, mm-hmm. you got some jokes in there. You got some tongue-in-cheek comments. And those are the shit they're only focused on. Nobody wants to talk about nothing actually solid.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yo, he said all the OGs are broke and dusty. Mm-hmm. I didn't say that. And also, that wasn't even the context of the conversation.
You did say that.
I didn't say all.
You didn't say all.
I didn't say all. I said some of them are.
I want to ask you about that, right? Because you said something. You said you didn't choose this, but you did. Because whenever you choose to have an opinion,
he definitely chose it. We're not going
to
have that
choice to talk about somebody.
You definitely chose this situation. You definitely put your foot in your mouth, DJ Academics, and it's like you like the little boy that cried wolf. Nobody really want to hear your stories right now, bro. That was very tasteless and disrespectful. Matter of fact, let me, yeah, bro, that was very tasteless, man. You called these brothers, dusty rappers. That's what you called them. Crazy. You called these brothers dusty rappers. Let me see. Cue that up. Let's get back into it.
And you know you might offend.
Not disagree. When I said I didn't choose like this timing, is that if anyone knows internet culture, what I'm saying is that they could pick me at any week because I'm giving the same takes every week. I'm not. It's not like I'm like toning it down. Like everybody.
Oh, you've said this before.
Yes.
Oh, I've said all these things are not new opinions.
So it's one of those things where like.
So what you said it before.
Like,
so what you said it before, bro. That don't make it right, bro. That don't make what's coming out of your mouth right because you said it before. Normalcy don't mean right. Just because we're accustomed to some things, just because it's traditional, that don't make it right. That don't make it right, man. And we can't lose sight of that fact, people. We cannot lose sight of that fact. You can't go around making whatever decisions you want in life, and then when it's time to feel the wrath of your decision making, you like, but I've been saying it or I've been doing it. Nah, that's not how life work, man. That's not how life work, and we can't be doing that, people.
People who claim they woke, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of times, like, they'll when they want to go at you, it's new.
Yeah.
It's not like they're like, so for everyone that's seen it for the first time, they're like, oh, he's tweaking this week.
Yeah.
People call me, they're like, yo, you should tone it down. I'm like, nigga, this is what I've been saying for the last 3 years.
But once again, just because you've been saying it for the past 3 years, Academics, that do not make it right, my brother.
Let's get some structure. I want to start with the DJ Academics. That's what I seen first. People's like, is he a DJ? Is he not?
We're still talking about that though.
Now, that's the craziest thing. I was like, I thought he answered that before.
No, but you know what's so funny about that conversation? The mere fact we're still talking about, you know, even that, like, you know,
it was trending.
But I think only a certain subset of the population still has this very rigid, what does it mean to be a DJ? Just like how, you know, even now people have this rigid definition of what it means to be a journalist. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, think about it. There's a lot of new media platforms owned by entrepreneurs. They have the editorial control over things that you could see as journalism. Are they journalists? Like, a lot of things are being blurred.
I understand what he's saying, right? I ain't go to school for this shit, right? I'm an amateur YouTuber. I was. That's how I started. There's no professionalism here. I don't have a PR team. I don't have researchers and investigators, you know, doing research on my topics, right? I'm talking about this because I'm passionate about it, and I'm talking from a fan perspective. I get it. But still, that don't make it right, my brother. It don't make it right.
Now, number one, let's
also you're new to a lot of people. Like, even though you've been doing this for like 13 years, some people might have just found out about you this year or over the last couple of weeks.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie. A lot of the guys who, by the way, I looked up to, most of them that responded. And by the way, I won't say all. 95% of the people who responded to me in terms of like OGs, they weren't broke and dusty. There was 5% that were. I ain't gonna lie.
Look, that's what I mean. Act, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. 5% of them was, though. They wasn't all broke and dusty. But come on, man. Like, we don't need the extras. And that's why they tearing your ass up right now, bro. That's why they coming at your neck right now. Because you so disrespectful, man. It'd be the off-the-cuff. It'd be the off-the-cuff comments you make, bro. That's ridiculous. You got to cut this shit out, bro. This shit is no good, man. No good.
But the 95% of them, those guys, I'm like, these are the like success stories. But even then, y'all omitted the context. I was talking about passing on game. I was talking about educating the next generation rather than criticizing them. And I was like, sometimes y'all don't understand why they might not listen to y'all. One of the reasons they might not listen to y'all, y'all fucked up, whether it's signed a contract, bad contract, or whatever like pitfalls you kind of get into in this game, you never pass it on. You never pass that knowledge
on. No, you absolutely. Right?
But that don't make it right, bro. But that don't make it right for you to make the statements you make about the OGs. That shit was disrespectful, bro. And you can't clean that up. You called the pioneers of hip hop, the founding fathers, dusty and broke. You're telling our forefathers they're worthless. They have no value, brother. That's what you're telling these brothers. They have no value. Your bank account. Is it the only measuring stick to success? What footprints are you leaving on earth? What legacy are you building? Those are the questions that need to be answered. That determines success.
Right, so now when it... Now
so you're not a DJ. Academics doesn't DJ anymore. You DJ when you was in college.
I still consider myself a DJ.
Man, that nigga ain't no DJ. This nigga is not... This nigga, he's a Twitter finger guy. He's a chat nigga. He's a chatty patty. Shout out to my chat niggas.
Do I got a DJ every day to be a DJ or no?
He doesn't.
He don't DJ every day.
Yo, DJ Envy. Charlamagne the God been throwing shots at your DJ career forever, brother. Like this, it's daggone almost feeling like it's some personal shit going on. God damn, Charlamagne, that's supposed to be your man. This motherfucker stay throwing darts at Envy DJ career. Envy ain't no DJ. This nigga ain't never DJing. This motherfucker.
You don't spin back here.
No, he don't. No, he does not DJ up here no more.
I DJ every morning. I go in that room and then I do my mixes. But so you,
Envy, cut it out. We're not gonna do that, Envy. Look at. He said I go in that booth every morning, nigga. If you is DJing, nigga, it's a pre-recorded mix, something you probably did at home. But look at Charlamagne's face. Charlamagne, like, nigga, you won't go in that booth and do no goddamn DJing. Stop lying to these fucking people. You sitting up here telling the bald face. Look at Charlamagne got his eyes closed, about to wipe his nose. Like, nigga, you full of shit and I smell it.
You still DJ?
No, I don't DJ professionally anymore. I started out DJing, and then I got into media, and then pretty much, listen, I'm an entrepreneur at first, you know what I mean? So I don't, like, people be hemmed up over the DJ name. I'm academics regardless. So, you still, so if you want to call me DJ Ack, a big Ack, nigga, cool. That's what it is. So I'm not over here trying to, oh, drop the DJ from my name. I'm still me.
Okay. When the last time you was up here, what, 10 years ago?
2013.
11 years. Your first interview ever was with me.
Yeah.
Your first.
My first.
Charlamagne, you knew the answer to that question. And I know why you brought DJ Academics up here. You trying to soften the blow from all of the backlash he been getting online from his derogatory remarks, not only toward our forefathers of hip hop, but toward Lil Wayne's daughter. I understand DJ Academics is your man. Might be business partners. Y'all probably done broke bread before. Probably got some business entity going on together. Y'all might be planning on executive producing shows or co-hosting a show together in the future. Like, y'all fuck with each other. DJ Academics look up to Charlamagne Tha God. It's almost like the same relationship DJ Academics have with Joe Button. It's the same relationship.
My first interview outside of like just talking to regular people,
yeah,
was with you. And I remember, you know, and this is why I give you so much credit. Like, there's a lot of backstories to it, but I
want you to explain that backstory because I want people to know how long you've been doing this.
Yeah, so 2013, you know, I'm trying to get into the media game. You know, I was just never somebody who, I was bad at networking. And I'm still bad at networking because even though I'm quote unquote, you know, gained some popularity.
Please hit that like button, people. Please hit that like button. I would greatly appreciate it. Please give this video a thumbs up. Please, I would greatly appreciate it. If you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. If you haven't hit the notification bell, please hit the notification bell. I would greatly appreciate it.
A lot of people don't know me still because I'm not out there shaking hands, hanging around, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do me, and if you know about me, cool. These days a niche, you can live completely off a niche. I've always thought I had a niche. So when I see everybody in the mainstream reacting to the niche, I'm like, oh shit, it's cool. But anyway, back then I'm just trying to get interviews with everybody and I'm just hitting up everybody. I'm trying to like, yo, can I sit down with you for 20 minutes? I make it comfortable. I'll go to wherever you at, and I'm hitting up everybody. Me and Charlamagne, I used to always listen to Breakfast Club. Matter of fact, I follow his career and kind of study, because I've always wanted to study the greats. So I've studied his career a lot.
That's right. That's right, people. I've been telling y'all that. I've been telling y'all that for a while on this channel. It don't matter what your focus is. It don't matter what your profession, what industry you're in. Whatever you're doing in life, seek out those that are great at it. Seek out those that succeeded already at that. Study them. Learn what they do, how they do it. If you're close enough, if you can meet them, pick their brain. Pick their brain. The greatest investment you can ever make is investing in yourself. The greatest thing you can ever invest in is the knowledge you obtain. The knowledge you can apply to your daily life and accomplish some shit. That's what it is, people. That's what it is. You have to study the great ones before you. And DJ Academics, how can this come out your mouth? How can you know this? How can you know this, DJ Academics? And still say the things you say. How? Why do we have to hear the things you're saying? Why? Especially toward our pioneers. That's crazy, bro. Like, come on. You're very intelligent. You're like a hip-hop almanac. You're a hip-hop historian. And I think this shit was all calculated, to be honest.
And, you know, I was one of those people where I'm also not a dick rider, so I used to try to challenge him, like, nah, you were wrong here, or, you know what I mean? And we kind of developed a rapport on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was cool because I didn't know nobody famous, right? I'm like, damn, I didn't want to seem like I was, like, asking or begging, and I expected to know. So one day I just DM'd him. I'm like, yo, I'm starting to do some interviews. Would you let me interview you? And he actually said, yeah, come up to the station. No run around, no nothing. And that was like one of the realest shit I've ever seen. You know what I mean?
Did it that little room over there, right?
Right there.
Yeah. And you know, that's how I kind of got my start. You know, and you know, I give him credit for that because you know he was just a real individual. Like, I think a lot of people would have just turned it down.
So this is actually a deeper relationship than the relationship between DJ Academics and Joe Button. Charlamagne Tha God is actually the first person that gave DJ Academics his big break, right? I'm quite sure this Charlamagne Tha God interview introduced new people to DJ Academics. Only us on YouTube knew him. Gamers, chat niggas, nigga, right? Other content creators, rappers. And most rappers that did really wasn't fucking with him. They was like the war on Shara. Niggas hated Act for that shit.
A lot of people just ignore me. You know what I mean? And I think about that now when, you know, I try to still remain humble and remember that there's somebody else who's trying to be me. And also one of the things, you know, because I don't know if you remember this. After we did the interview, I texted you. I said, listen, I just want to keep an open line of communication from you. And that was me asking for mentorship. Mm-hmm. Basically say, I'm not going to abuse the fact that you gave me a chance to talk to you and now I got your number and be like, yo, can I get a job up at Hot 90? No, not Hot 90. I mean, Power, whatever the case is.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't want no handouts. But I would love if you see me doing something for you to be like, nah, or yo, hey, you could do it better here. Just kind of give me mentorship. Mm-hmm. It's very important for anybody who's coming up in the game. He did that. You know what I mean? In a lot of situations over the years,
that's what I call setting your ego to the side. That's what I call not standing on your pride, right? And that's real. Pride, what's that? Pride, reason I die early. Pride. What's pride? Pride, reason I die early. Put your pride in your back pocket and sit on it. Being too prideful could get you killed. Having an ego could get you killed. Pride isn't... Having pride isn't a negative attribute or aspect of one's characteristics, but with pride comes so many different elements, and they're all not positive, right? You know, when somebody say put your pride to the side, right? That's like when you know you wrong, but you refuse to admit it. Man, put your pride to the side, man, and just say you recognize your error, your mistake, and sincerely apologize. in some situations for some people that's very hard, even impossible for some.
He's always reached out and just showed me a lot of love, and you know, I hope that I've not only reciprocated, but also I look at it for other people coming in the game. You know what I mean? Again, going back to some of the things that people are mad at me about, granted, the broken dusty thing is triggering. You know what I mean? It seems very, and actually it is very disrespectful,
right? So you're saying with that.
So you admit it was disrespectful.
I mean, if I call a nigga broken dusty, like it's not, there's no way to say, oh, this is great.
Right. And that's the whole concept. That's what we always getting at, bro. There's no right way to call a nigga broken dusty. There's no right way with that. Like, how? There's no way you could put a positive spin on it, bro. And sometimes I be feeling so hypocritical, right? Because nigga is a part of my vocabulary. I use the word nigga as a form of endearment. That's how I greet or meet or converse with my people, my brothers. Hey, yo, what's poppin', my nigga? Hey, yo, what's goody, my nigga? There's no hate there. But at the same time, I understand there's no way I can put a positive spin on that word. I can't turn that word into a positive. Practically, actually, right? I there's no way I can do that. But still, I accept that word in my daily vocabulary and my daily speech and communication. And that's so hypocritical of us. I have to recognize that. I have to recognize that. That's very hypocritical of us. But I'm glad DJ Academics recognized the fact that his statements and remarks have been disgusting, wrong, and disrespectful. But let's get back into it.
Right? But I wasn't talking about everybody.
It was a four-hour conversation basically saying you feel that a lot of these older artists, and I'll even take it outside of older artists, older DJs, should look out for the people coming up so they don't do the same thing that they did, the pitfalls that they did.
You got to pass the ball. And also, like, you know, when we think about even our Legends of Pioneer, because LL responded, and I want to salute to LL. I think, you know, everything he said was right. So let me.
You damn right, LL responded. Shout out to Queens. Shout out to Long Island, New York. That's right. That's right. Put some respect on that man's name. That man a legend. Legend. Mama said knock you out. What? Put some respect on that man's name. Can I bust? Yes, you can. Can I bust? Yes, you can. Put some respect on that man's name. I need a girl with stitches in her hair, bamboo earrings, at least two pair. doing it, wow. I represent Queen. She was raised out in Brooklyn. Doing it, and doing it well. I represent Queen. She was raised out in Brooklyn. Yo, act, yo, watch him out, man. Put some respect on LL name, man. We ain't gonna be doing this shit, man. We not.
Let me put that on the table. I agree 100% with everything he said. Mm-hmm. However, 80% of what he said wasn't focused on what I was saying because he got off center.
No, he didn't get off center. I don't want to hear it. I don't care what you about to say next. I don't want to hear it. Shut up. You just gave that man a compliment. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth right now. I don't want to hear that shit. You just gave that man a compliment. Act, don't do that, act. You're about to say some bullshit. My granddaddy always told me anything after but is bullshit. that mean anything before but, and I could deal with it. You was right more than likely. But anything after but is definitely some bullshit. Look at his face. He's about to say some bullshit. Some bullshit is about to come out of this man's mouth. No, no, we're not having it, buddy. We're not having it. Let's get back into it.
He said, well, you're equating money to contribution and like respect and all that. That's not what I was saying. That's not what I was saying at all. You know what I mean? I'm never like questioning the contribution or, you know, not appreciating the contribution of anyone who came before me. And I'm never saying that money is the only thing that validates that contribution.
That's exactly what you said when you called them niggas broke and dusty. Like, come on, we not gonna do this. I don't understand why we even having this conversation. God damn, you just admitted you was wrong. You just admitted you was wrong. So why we doing this? Come on, cut it out, brother. Cut it out. Cut it out.
I was more so, and again, you know, the way I use my platform, I try to be very transparent. That's what gets me in trouble, too. Mm-hmm. I'm mad transparent. Mm-hmm. Like, I let people know what's really going on behind these industry doors. Mm-hmm. It's the best that I know, the best everything I hear and see. So I could educate somebody else because I was that super fan. I was sitting at home listening to The Breakfast Club every fucking morning wondering, is that real? Is this, like, what's the real shit going on? So, like, once I got fortunate enough to kind of, like, peek through the window and then I saw through the crack of the door, like, I'm trying to pass that knowledge along. I don't see that a lot in hip-hop. I don't think people be passing the knowledge along.
I thought you asked the valid.
Bro, come on, man. Now you sounding like Trump. We're not going to do this. You're not going to... Come on, man. You're not going to talk my ear off for an hour, but only 3 minutes was some great shit. Come on. And I'm supposed to hold this shit coming out of your mouth with high regard, right? Shut your ass up.
Valid question. And the valid question is, you know, if you invented hip hop, if you're one of the founders of hip hop, why are you not financially well off? Now we know LL answered that and he gave some great reasons. So the next thing to me is, how do we make sure that these founding fathers are taken care of financially?
I agree. I mean,
right.
And it's interesting, you know, I listened to your response to it and you're right. I think anytime I bring up any valid points in hip hop, granted, I'm going to keep saying it. If you only go for that clip, you're just going to take offense to it. And I understand that. But usually people just attack me. Like people don't want to talk about
You can't play victim, brother. Brother, you can't play victim.
Okay, all right. Stop cool. Y'all had your whole week. Everybody responded to me. Y'all got jokes back.
Stop it. You can't play victim.
But let's further the conversation. We're not down to talk about the actual conversation. We're down to talk about, you know, helping out some of these guys who are some of the founding fathers. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't take the guy you hate or the guy who's irrelevant or the guy you didn't know to actually bring up the conversation about, well, a lot of the pioneers, well, some of their business weren't in order. Financially, they should be doing way well off compared to like what's actually going on for some. I'm not saying all, right? And I don't know if people want to have those conversations.
But do you feel like, and I'm sure you do, do you feel like the industry never wants to have a conversation and always wants to attack you? Because when Russell Simmons, you know, said what he said, right?
Yeah.
That's what he just said. Envy, that's what he just said. He just said he feel like he being attacked. Why would you ask that question again? This is why I be looking at The Breakfast Club. Like, y'all niggas, sometimes y'all be too goofy, man. Like, come on, stupid ass look on your face. Envy, stupid ass look with that stupid ass question. What's wrong with you, man? Come on, man. Come on, brother. Don't do that. Up there looking goofy as hell.
Out in Bali, your reply was, we can have this conversation, but you're gonna have to have a conversation with me about the shit that you're doing too. That's a stab back. That's a stab. That wasn't just a, you know, let me talk to Russ. That was like, all right, Russ, I got you, but let's have this conversation about you, my nigga. You know,
no, I don't even really care because
that was disrespectful.
We beat that horse too, so I'm not the nigga trying to, I ain't trying to Hannibal burst the shit back around. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, I always say this.
Wait, hold on. Before we go any further, Russell Simmons, like, it's like, come on, brother. You moving like you guilty of some shit. I understand you protecting your freedom, your life, your assets, your money. I understand all of this might be lies and shit. But from the outside looking in, bro, from a black man to a black man, you know, and a black man that been in and out of the criminal justice system, I think, you know, it's fair for me to say that I do understand these white people, you know, that's trying to keep us confined a little bit better than most, right? Especially somebody of your stature that never really been involved with the criminal justice system, and you got all the money in the world to stay isolated from the normal oppression that you've been far removed from for years, right? It's like us ordinary black folk is still dealing with that oppression, right? So I know that when a black man just up and move abruptly, nigga, you ain't moved to a different city. You ain't moved to a new part of nigga, you ain't moved to a new state. Your ass went to the other side of the world in the fucking wilderness, living on a motherfucking straw boat, look like on an island, excluded. So I don't know, nigga, where the fuck are you, Russell? Shout out to Russell Simmons, man. Shout out to Def Jam. Shout out to All Def Digital. Shout out them, man. Russ, you a legend, man. You a legend.
I've been trying to live by this, you know, motto a bit, a little more. I'm like, if you gonna dig a grave for somebody, make sure you dig one for yourself too. You know what I mean? This whole thing where we all attack one person, just remember it's gonna be your day.
It's all a circular firing squad. Absolutely, all of it.
I've had weeks where I see, oh, we all jump at him? All right, fuck it. Well, I know some shit about him too.
We all been jumped up.
I get jumped all the time.
We got jumped before.
Well, physically with you one time.
Yeah, physically one time.
But so once it was my week, and that's what I'm saying, it's not my first week. I was just like, all right, cool. I'm gonna take it this week. It's cool. Everybody was doing well. They say, hey, you good mentally? I'm like, it's fine. But we should probably advance the conversations. We're not good with having conversations. Like, I'll give you another thing that they usually try to jump me on. They're like, yo, well, you built your brand off exploiting the death of black kids in, like, Chicago.
Chicago, war on Chiraq.
Yes, the war on Chiraq act. Let's not act like your ass wasn't running around on your bullshit, bro. You was running around promoting the violence, bro. You was promoting black on black genocide, bro. You was promoting that these daggone young black kids in the city of Chicago, you was promoting that. Kill each other. You was promoting that. The war on Chiraq, that was you. That was you, bro. That was you. That's how you got your career. Everything we go at Vlad for, Adam 22, No Jumper. What's the other guy? Jake. Everything we go at them for, act, you've been doing it. And like, I can't lie, bro. You out here looking spooky, bro. I fucks with you. I can't lie. When it comes to this media shit, this YouTube shit, I learned a lot from DJ Academics. I'm not going to sit here and act like I haven't. I have. I've learned a fucking lot from this man. But his decision making, you know, have been shaky, right? And none of us is perfect. We all human, right? We make mistakes, you know? I just like to see I just like to see when our brothers stand on their bullshit, right? Stand on your shit. Own up to it. That was all you. Right? That was all you. And when you do that, it shows others that this motherfucker do have sympathy. He do have a heart. Or at least he's willing to compromise, right? He's willing to, you know, he's flexible. He's easy to work with. And that's what investors, that's what the white folks, these corporations like to see. And DJ Academics is definitely a part of corporate America.
Right? Now here's a bigger discussion. Okay, cool. Y'all got me for the week. Y'all got me for those moments. Y'all said, are we gonna talk about, you know what I mean, the effect? Like we just had Rolling Loud. They took like 5 drill rappers off of it. There's mad killings that are happening because of music that's actually promoting the shit. We look on DSPs. Those songs are at the top of playlists. Are we gonna talk about those bigger issues? Or nah. Let's put the Band-Aid over that. Let's attack ACK. And I'm not only saying I'm the only person that gets attacked. I'm just saying, could anybody bring up some valid points in hip hop and actually have serious discussions? And by the way, that's why I'm down to talk to LL. And I'm going to talk to T.I. reached out too. You know, T.I. is hilarious. T.I. is.
Yo, I ain't going to lie. This boy makes some valid points. I just got finished saying that. He ain't say nothing wrong just now.
Like, trying to talk to me yesterday and say, yo, listen, man. My birthday festivities starts today.
Y'all did talk.
Yeah. But we don't have a official talk today. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was birthday, so you know we want to do too much.
That nigga said the official talk. We have the official talk today. Your act, niggas need some reparation from the shit that came out of your mouth. You know what's going on. You know why niggas want to talk. They about to squeeze a bag out of your ass. Reginae Carter need a bag for those remarks you said about a buddy. You know what's going on. You got real disrespectful. You know Lil Wayne is a legend down there. You know Wayne is a legend, bro. I don't know why you said what you said, bro. Not about Lil Wayne, daughter. Nigga, you done bugged out. You done fell and bumped your head, my brother. You done fell and bumped your head. Not about Reginae. What you say about Reginae? You damn right T.I. done came out and had something to say, nigga. Man, you done lost your rabbit ass mind.
But yeah.
And I told you too, I hit you this week and I said, you know, your tone is gonna cause people to not hear you either.
That's a fact.
Because
right.
I'm like, I know you're not gonna talk to LL like that in person. And I understand when you're performing, it's performative, right?
Well, okay.
But if you was actually talking to LL, I would stand on every point. Conversation.
I would stand on every.
I believe you would.
My points wouldn't change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even when people saw when I'm
That's not what he said. He said, you won't talk to LL like that with all that aggression, all of that hot. Nah, you ain't going to do that. Nah, you're going to pipe that down immediately. You're going to humble yourself, my brother. Not with LL, you won't. And DJ Academics, let's just keep it a bean, nigga. LL don't need no motherfucking bodyguard. Not with your motherfucking doofy doughboy ass. LL will fold your ass up like a New York pretzel, my nigga, and kick you all in the ass. That's what the fuck. nigga, you better go watch some motherfucking CSI or something, nigga, before you get your goddamn self hurt. You better stop playing with L.
When I got like my first big opportunity, I guess, in the quote unquote industry, like when I got on Everyday Struggle, yeah, obviously that's a different way of like, you know, communicating
delivery
than my
Everyday Struggle. Shout out to Joe Button. everyday struggle. Them two brothers definitely had a classic on their hands, man. So sorry that ended. And I say not sorry for them two niggas, but sorry for us, the fans, because we definitely enjoyed everyday struggle.
A stream, so yeah, the tone changed. But even if I was wrong, or quote unquote wrong to most people,
ain't
about
no
anything,
even if, nigga, you was wrong. That's the whole problem.
Point. I still stood on it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So again, of course,
I'm standing on it once again. Don't make it right.
Which, by the way, as a broadcaster, I've been learning that a lot. Like, you know, this recent thing about, you know, even with Toya, I did a tone check before because I knew that I was going to get lost in it. You know what I mean? I knew it was going to get lost in it. But I do have to say, like, you know, this is a newer medium, which I think a lot of people are should be understanding. A live stream discussing hip hop topics. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is and I do it on Twitch.
And so do I. Please subscribe to Tyron Motif on YouTube. Please hit that notification bell. And if you're listening to this, please, please like, drop some comments, and share.
You drinking?
And I'm drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, I'm trying to entertain people. Mm-hmm. Like, when it's you versus the whole feeling, it's just you as a microphone. Nigga, you better be funny. You better have some jokes. You gotta be a little theatric. You can't just be there just monotone. Shit ain't gonna work. So at times when you're discussing things, right? If it's clipped, and my clips always either look super hilarious or damn, he's disrespectful. You know what I mean? Now I have spirited debates. I really love hip hop. Mm-hmm. I love this culture. You know what I mean? It's giving me everything. It's allowed me to retire my mom. I love it. But I'm passionate. And that's why I'm trying to learn as a broadcaster. But even then, it's hard to control where I could just immediately know that, oh, they're going to clip this part. Get your tone in check.
You do understand why Toy is mad, though.
Of course. Even, all right, so let's talk.
I didn't hear the clip because it was me. So, and what reference?
My nigga, don't sit there and say, don't sit there and act like you don't know why. Bro, you know exactly why they pissed off at you, man.
Did you call her daughter a bitch? If you called her a bitch.
Okay, so I.
In act defense, he did say it, but he caught himself and he corrected himself in the same breath. So it's deeper than him calling her a bitch. Let me say that.
Didn't necessarily refer to her as a bitch. I was speaking about, right?
Damn, I just defended you and you just lied. I didn't necessarily call her a bitch. Nigga, shut up.
Public relationship that's been posted on Shade Room and everywhere else. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. Everybody keeps saying, yo, act while you comment on these things. We're in an age that people are monetizing their relationships.
Absolutely.
You can't, like, I monetize my life, and if I share stuff, I can't be like, yo, Charmin, why you talked about that, dog?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's facts.
Now,
that's real shit though. He got a point. That man got a point, people. That nigga ain't tell no lie. Look at his goofy ass face. That nigga ain't tell no lie. He got a point there. That nigga got a point. You can't publicly display your private life and then get mad when niggas talk about it.
Now, granted, there's sensitive areas there. And that's where I wanted to make sure when I addressed it, my tone was right. Number one, she's a black woman.
Right.
Right? Toya and, of course, Reginae, right? I was extrapolating from commenting directly on that relationship to making a larger point. I'll try
what
to
larger
break it
point?
Down simply. And it was really also, I'm riffing. I'm cracking jokes, okay? And I even said it on the, I think she had Shade Room posted, and I said, listen, it was a joke. And by the way, I did say the B word. I retracted it 1 second later. I said I shouldn't say that because her name was slightly associated with it, right?
Right.
So I was talking about Reginae. I said, it's kind of interesting and funny. I'm cracking jokes. Mm-hmm. Yo, she was with wife and Lucy, Puerto Rico. She smooth just dipped on that dude. She got like, the opposite of like his archetype, which I'm just saying a gangster, right? I'm like, I know a lot of, and that's when I use the word, I know a lot of the B words, and I said, I shouldn't say that. a lot of women who do the same thing. You get what I mean?
Yeah, the B word is a conundrum, right? Because it's like the N word. You know, when you use it the way you used it, or when you hear it in music, it doesn't say, bother you. But if somebody calls your mom.
And I broke that down earlier in a video. There's no way you could put a positive spin word on nigga or bitch. There's no way you can do it. But in the hip hop culture and our culture, we use those words daily. That's a part of our vocabulary. We use it in our art. And to be honest, it's wrong, right? But let's get back into it.
That a woman that you love, that now you up in arms. So I even, you know, even when you see the rappers getting upset, I'm like, well, y'all use that in your
music.
That's
another thing.
All the time.
You see, that's another,
but I get it though. I get it from both. I understand both sides.
I will say this, right? You use the word so much, it frequently just comes out. But he didn't say that bitch, this, that, ever. If he said that bitch, oh, let me, I apologize. I shouldn't have used that. He cleared himself
I don't think
up.
We should use the word at all. Right, you know, it's funny.
But you see what I'm saying? He didn't say it like, yeah. Fuck that bitch. He cleared himself up.
I cleared it up. And by the way, you see,
I didn't hear it, so that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, immediately, like as soon as I said, I shouldn't say that. And then I said like woman or something that was definitely much more appropriate. But here's the point.
You better have.
Just because I know people don't even want to have these discussions, they'd rather just say, even though you cleared it up a second earlier and we don't like you this week, and this is a perfect clip. By the way, Toya said, listen, I don't know if
Toya told you that you act like a bitch.
And you do some time. And you do some time. I can't lie. I'm a cancer. I be all in my feelings about some shit too. I can't even be mad. I be acting like a bitch too sometime. Fuck y'all niggas though.
That's what she said. What she did. Hold on.
And you know what I said? Because she was like, don't talk about my child like that. I'm like, damn, but you talking about my mama's child. Like you talking about me. Like listen. First of all, I'm not commenting on a kid here. Like, she's 23 years of age. She's having a public relationship.
Girl, you are grown. But I understand you the daughter of hip-hop royalty. I understand. I'm going to shut the fuck up. I understand.
And by the way, I've commented on this a lot. I think people also think, and maybe I'm having a problem with this. I don't know if y'all do. I still look at shit like the nigga in the comment section. And I still comment on shit. And also, granted, because I don't know these people. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but I'm also not sugarcoating shit. Like, oh no, this is, you know, I could comment on Aria Moneybagg Yo, but this right here, oh nah, you can't talk about it.
That nigga said, I still comment on shit. I told you he a chat nigga. I told you he a chatty patty. You saw how he admitted that? I tell no lies, people. I tell no lies.
I talk about everything, just like when
I get it.
If you read the comment section on the Shade Room, my Instagram, niggas in there give it up, but they tell you what they really feel. I still be out here.
You talk like a Twitter nigga.
I talk like a Twitter nigga.
That nigga said I took.
Like
my family talk about me all day. You know they make jokes about me all day, left, right, up, down. I'm gay this week. I'm not gay this week. Me and Charlamagne's dating this week. I don't care.
Don't bring me in this.
I'm bringing you in.
You be gay on your own. No, okay.
But when it comes to outside of that, somebody might think it's a joke. Even with Desus and Mero, they thought it was a joke. I ain't play with my wife.
Nah, it's different though.
You see what I'm saying?
That's different. I don't, would you consider your wife as a public figure?
You could because we wrote a book.
Well, at that time, no. she was not a public figure.
I don't think so. No.
If I talk about one of Charlamagne's kids who nobody knows, and by the way, I'm guessing they're probably like under 18, it's different than you have a relative. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I give an example, right? My mom, I just retired her. Mm-hmm. And she told me, she said, well, son, you know, I'm a Jamaican mom. I got to keep busy. I know you're going to
give me
money this and third.
Jamaica,
but I need to do
Jamaica.
So she told me, she said, I want to do a YouTube channel. I said, and I'm
shout
talking
out to my boy
out of it.
EK.
No. I said,
welcome to my
channel. No. You get what I mean?
Unless you can handle that. Unless you can handle the slander that your mom is going to get because of you.
But it depends on what the channel is.
No.
She's cooking.
It don't matter.
It's a cooking channel. No, it don't matter.
It
don't matter.
Sure, know,
they're going to slander.
They're going
to
know it's
right. Right. It don't matter
gonna,
what it is. She's in a public eye.
Trust me.
And they beefing with you.
What the conversation is, I'm trying to say, mom.
You already know what it is.
I've shielded my entire family from all the hate and vitriol I get online because I signed up for this. I would rather you not get into that life because just off proximity to me, you're going to have to deal with some hate,
right.
Ridicule.
Right.
And honestly, if you want to be a public figure by now getting into this life, it's fair game. So right. You know how I could control it? Ma, nah. Let's try to figure out something else. Because the moment she started, she starts doing that, she's a public figure.
Right.
Especially when you're sharing your life.
So with that said, you know, you wouldn't want somebody to talk about your mom the way you might talk about
somebody
other women.
Or other people, right?
No, it's not that I wouldn't want them to talk about it.
Oh, good question. That was a good question, Charlamagne. You know, sometimes, Charlamagne, you know, sometimes you don't disappoint me, brother. You know, sometimes you ask direct pointed questions and the timing be perfect. This was a good question and the timing was on the money. People, I'm not going to take this live over an hour. We got about 5 minutes left. If you didn't hit that like button, please hit that like button right now. Please hit that like button right now, people, if you didn't.
Right? Because that's not the thing. It's just like, well,
could you handle that, though? You heard somebody calling your mom the B word.
Well, if my mom was a public figure, I would absolutely have to handle it.
Yeah.
That's a fact. You would absolutely have to handle it.
If she's a public figure, yes. Say my mom gets in an argument. Say my mom becomes a public figure and she's on one of these housewives shows. Mm-hmm. She loves those little shows, right? And now she does something and whatever the internet chatter is that they're calling my mom the B word.
Mm-hmm.
By the nature of knowing what this comes with, we're all monetizing off our lives, our brands, shit that's public. We're monetizing for the clicks. We're monetizing for the conversation. Let's not be hypocrites to say you could only control the conversation. You got to keep it nice with my mom's. No. My mom got to be able to handle number one.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's much more than me handling. It's my mom. Mm-hmm. I've had 10 years of training. People comment about my weight all the time. I'm numb to it. At first, I was in my feelings.
Wait, for real?
Of course.
He said, of course I was in my feelings. You big, grown, fat, doughy boy. Man, shut your ass up and get in the gym. Stop playing. You was in your feelings because niggas talk about your weight. Nigga, you sound like somebody baby mother. Shut up.
Because they're excessive. Like, my people, they be all this shit.
Them should be funny, though. When I go to your page, bro, the comments they be making be funny as shit.
Yo, that was a good one. That was a good conversation, people. I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to leave it right there. We definitely touched on DJ Academic's derogatory, disrespectful comments toward the pioneers of hip-hop, calling them Broken Dusty, LL response, Russell Simmons response. We also spoke about T.I. defending Lil Wayne's daughter, Regine Carter, because DJ Academics was also speaking on her relationships and called her a bitch, which was very disrespectful. But yeah, this was a great one, people. Thank y'all for coming through, rocking out with me, and I greatly appreciate y'all. Until then, on the flip side, peace and love.
Tyron Motif.